Hello, and welcome to another episode of Looking South, exclusively on ICRT. I'm your host, Eric Gao, and today we are discussing investment forums held by the Ministry of Economic Affairs with Department of Investment Services Director General, Emil M.P. Chang. Mr. Chang, welcome to the program.
Good morning, everyone.
The Ministry of Economic Affairs is going to be holding the Taiwan, ASEAN, and India Strategic Investment Partnership Forum next week on July 17th and the 18th. Could you tell us why the Ministry has organized this forum and what its purpose is?
Since September 2016, we have promoted a new Southbound policy that has four main aspects: economy, cooperation, talent exchange, resource sharing, and the regional links. We continue to promote many programs in such in areas such in like investment, trader, and industrial cooperation. And since the countries, Asian countries, have 650 million people, just second to China and India, so we also think the Asian country has a total GDP of US 2.5 trillion, making it the world's sixth largest economy. Yeah.
You mentioned that this forum has been held annually since 2016. Can you tell us what the two previous forums accomplished and how this year's forum is different from the ones that came before it?
In 2016 forum, we invited the chief officer of the Economic Research Institute for ASEAN and East Asia to attend, and as well as investment officials from several Asian countries, including Indonesia, the Philippines, Thailand, Vietnam, and Malaysia. The forum included many presentations and discussion, and also there are more than 600 people attend this forum. In 2016, it's very successful. And 2017 forum, we also saw even greater participation, including more people from Asian countries and also from the other special countries like people from Laos. Yeah. In 2018 forum, I think the key feature of this year is we have include the other country, that is India. That is, India attend this forum for the first time. So this year is the special aspects of this forum. Okay. And since India has the world's second largest population at 1.3 billion people, we hope through this direct introduction exchange with India, we can build up a cross link with India.
Mr. Chang, well, what is the current situation regarding bilateral investments between Taiwan and the new southbound policy target countries? And aside from this annual investment forum, what other measures are in place to help enterprises from Taiwan invest there?
According to the data from MOEA's Investment Commission, in year 2017, inbound FDI from these 18 new southbound policy countries has increased more than 15% over the previous year, and also the southbound investment by Taiwanese company to these countries has increased more than 54% than the previous year. We have continue to promote a variety of different measures, such as investment, trade, and industrial cooperation, to help enterprise to cooperate with those enterprise in these countries. In investment, we have built up Taiwan Tax in six countries, like Vietnam, Indonesia, Thailand, the Philippines, Myanmar, and India. We provide many Taiwanese businessmen with professional consultation and facilitate their investment projects. And in terms of industrial cooperation, we have established Asia-Pacific Industrial Supply Chain Partnership. And this year, we especially selected Indonesia, Thailand, the Philippines, Malaysia, Vietnam, and India to join to such a partnership. On the trade side, the Bureau of Foreign Trade has set up Taiwanese excellence pavilions at many important exhibitions in Asian countries.
And finally, before we go, what advice or opinions do you have for companies that are looking to enter the ASEAN or Indian markets?
Since the ASEAN and Indian markets has average GDP for more than 5%, especially India, it might be achieved more than 7%. Yeah, so I think it is an emerging market for Taiwanese company. So we advise our people, our enterprise, to seek this market, and we try to everything to help them. Yeah, but in addition to this, to get this opportunity, we also want to remind our enterprise and they have to consider if there's any risk or any situation they have to consider. Yeah, but we're going to provide some measures to help them for this. Yeah.
Could you give us some any specific examples of those measures you mentioned earlier?
We encourage everyone to take part in the Taiwan ASEAN and the India Strategy Investment Partnership Forum held in Taipei on July 17th and in Taichung on July 18th. These events will help every participant with very good opportunity to learn and make new contacts with lots of people in these markets.
We've been speaking with Emil Chang, the Director General of the MOEA's Investment Services Department. Mr. Chang, thank you again for taking the time to speak with us.
Yeah, thank you, Eric, and thank you, everyone.
And that's it for today's episode of Looking South. Tune in again next Monday for another look at the new southbound policy here on ICRT. For this and past episodes of the program, you can go to the ICRT webpage and find the audio under the podcast section. I'm Eric Gao, and thanks for listening.